Well, it's still 12. About space.
Yeah, space and stone. It was really cool, as you can expect from a song called Space Girl. Okay, I'm going to do some news now, and then we'll be back to Céline.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News. From the Sky News Centre at 5, America has confirmed that its special forces launched twin raids to capture terror suspects in North and East Africa. A raid in Somalia by the same unit that killed Osama bin Laden has failed, but an operation inside Libya succeeded in catching one of the FBI's most wanted al-Qaeda leaders, Anis al-Libi. The former head of the FBI's terrorist screening operations, Martin Reardon, says that was a well-planned operation.
A team would have been sent in to make sure that location was correct, to pinpoint him, to determine what his daily routine is. Because when that assault team came in yesterday morning, they knew where to go, when to be there. They grabbed him. They got him out of Libya quickly.
An 18-year-old woman has been charged with causing or allowing the death of a child believed to be a four-month-old baby girl. The teenager from East London has also been charged with the willful neglect of three children. One of David Cameron's own MPs is trying to force an early referendum on whether Britain should leave the EU. Adam Afria wants the vote to be held before the next general election instead of 2017. Home Secretary Theresa May thinks the backbenchers got it wrong. In sport, West Brom are leading Arsenal 1-0 going into the second half of their Premier League game at the Hawthorns. A win for Arsene Wenger's side will put them back on top of the table. It's goalless in the game between Tottenham and West Ham at White Hart Lane. Earlier, Chelsea won 3-1 at Norwich to secure their first away league win of the season. Willian and Edin Hazard scored in the last 5 minutes at Carrow Road. The Chelsea manager says it was important they got the victory.
Today was also the fourth consecutive match away from home in the second in the Premier League, so we need the points.
And Southampton defeated Swansea 2-0 at St Mary's, their third straight league victory. And tickets for next year's Glastonbury have sold out in record time. All of them, 120,000, went in 1 hour and 27 minutes. That's the latest. I'm Sasha Twining. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM weather. Brought to you by the Brentwood Brewing Company. Great beer, whatever the weather.
Yes, here's the weather, and it's Sunday, and it's going to be dry overnight with clear spells and light winds allowing some patchy fog to form. Another cool night with temperatures falling into single figures quite widely, low 3 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, it's going to be a dry day with any mist and fog slowly clearing with light southwesterly winds. It will feel warm in lengthy spells of sunshine. Selin's laughing at me. Maximum temperatures will be 18 degrees Celsius. That's boiling. That's too hot. Sort it out, weather.
The Brentwood Brewing Company have moved to a brand new brewery behind Calcott Hall Farm Shop in Ongar Road. Brentwood beer. Great beer, whatever the weather.
Thank you. Brentwood Brewery, if you are listening, please deliver loads of beer to me, please. Thank you. I think they should. I think every time my show starts, there should be like a six pack there. Not that I drink it on air, but just to take home for the journey, yeah. It takes me like an hour to get, well, over an hour to get home, so I think I deserve it, really. Yeah, or some cider if you've got some. So, Céline's here, and do you want to do another song right now? Okay, what I'll do, let me just hold on and let me get my camera ready. I'm going to be filming this. So as I said, if you want to check out previous people who've been on my show and actually watch them play as well, then go to phoenix98fm.com. Is that right? No, phoenixfm.com. That's the one. So, Selen, what's this song called?
Oh, God, I didn't have a name for this. I think I'll call it Chaos or something. It's by Daughter.
Oh, awesome. I like this song.
Shadows settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of time. From the perfect start to the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky one. 'Cause most of us are breathing through corrupted lines. setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting names of the lovers that went wrong, the lovers that went wrong. We are the reckless, we are the wild youth, chasing visions of our future. One day we'll reveal the truth, that one will die before he gets there. And if you're still bleeding, you're the lucky ones, 'cause most of our feelings, they are dead and they are gone. We're setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting pictures from the flood that wrecked our home. It was a flood that wrecked our home. And you caused it, and you caused it, and you caused it. Well, I've lost it all, I'm just a silhouette, a lifeless face that you'll soon forget. My eyes are damp from the words you left ringing in my head, when you broke my chest, ringing in my head, when you broke my chest. And if you're in love, then you are the lucky one, 'cause most of us are bitter over someone. Setting fire to our insides for fun, stop our hearts from ever missing them, but I'm forever missing him. And you caused it, and you caused it, and you caused it.
Thank you very much, Helen. That was lovely. I love
Thank
that song.
I know, me too. It's like one of my favourite songs. It's and perfect. It's so fun to play.
Yeah, and they're such a good band as well. I'm sure they'll be like massive. I mean, they are quite well known now, but I'm sure they'll be a lot bigger. We hear more from Celine later. Do you want to hear some more songs? Good. And up next, I'm going to play a song by a band called High Hazels, and the song's called Hearts Are Breaking. Hi Hazels with Hearts Are Breaking. That sounds a lot like the Smiths, which is great. So they want to watch Hi Hazels. I'll be downloading everything I possibly can about them right now. So we've got Selin in. She's going to play another one later. I'm not going to force you, but if you want to. Up next, I'm going to play a song. A lot of people have hated on the song Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke because they think it's a bit misogynistic and a bit nasty. So I'm not going to play the original. I'm going to play a cover by Vampire Weekend because everyone loves Vampire Weekend. So this is their cover, and they've made it a little bit better and a lot less threatening towards women. Here we go, Vampire Weekend.
Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Hey. If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't read on the same page, maybe I'm going there. You're an animal, baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. Hey, hey, you don't need no pay. Hey, hey, that man is not your mate. Hey, hey, hey. That's why things look down. I know you want it. I know you want it. I know you want it. You're a good girl. Can't let it get past me. You're far from plastic. Talk about getting blasted. So lucky, hey, hey, hey. You wanna hug me? Hey, hey, hey. What rhymes with hug me? Hey, hey, hey. Open our ears close, try to domesticate you, but you're an animal, baby, it's in your nature. Uh-huh. So let me liberate you. Uh-huh. You don't need no paper. Uh-huh. That man is not your maker. Uh-huh. About getting blasted. That ass of two, Malibu to Paris pool, yeah. Had a fish machine bad as you, so okay. Hit me up when you're passing through. I'll give you something big enough to tell you. Hey. Swag on even when you're dressed casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. 100 years not there would I. Poor far side fish, you passing me by. Nothing like your last guy, too square for you. You don't smack that ass and pull that hey. For you. So I'm just watching and waiting for you to salute the truly pimping. Not many women can refuse this pimping. I'm a nice guy, don't get it confused. You getting it?
Shake your arm.
Jamaica, it always works for me, Dakota to Decatur, uh-huh. No more pretending, uh-huh. Cause now you win, uh-huh. Here's our beginning.
Vampire Weekend with Blurred Lines, obviously a Robin Thicke cover. Selin, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really liked it.
We've got 45 minutes left of the show, and Selin will be doing some more songs, and I'll be playing some more new songs. But actually, do you want to do one now?
Yeah, while it's still in my head.
Okay, go. Yeah, go for it. Okay. So what's this one called? This is the untitled one,
yeah,
right?
The other untitled one. That would get kind of confusing.
Yeah, Untitled 2.
Yeah. I'll just name all my Untitled songs, like 1, 2.
I think it's the best way, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whenever you want to.
Okay.
The pain overcomes you and it makes you feel numb to all the feelings, so you can't see what you've become. Filled to the brim with self-hatred, reflected in your actions, and you lose sight of all of the reasons that are keeping you here. And your skin burns with all of the thoughts that you can't reverse. No matter how hard you try, oh, your head hurts. You're swimming around in all this chaos that never seems far away. Crave the warmth that your heart refuses to hold. You push them away, but it still tears you apart. Oh yeah, and you're never in win-win situations with yourself. And your skin burns with all of the thoughts that you can reverse. No matter how hard you try, oh, your head hurts. You're swimming around in all this chaos that never seems far away. No matter how hard you try, oh, your head hurts. You're swimming around in all this chaos that never seems far away. You're going in circles. You're going in circles. You're going in circles. You're going in circles, and your skin burns with all of the thoughts that you can't reverse. No matter how hard you try, oh, your head hurts. You're swimming around in all this chaos that never seems far away. Constant cycle, you won't escape. Constant cycle, it's your fate. Constant cycle, it won't change. Constant cycle, you won't escape. Constant cycle, it's your fate. Constant cycle, even if you break and your skin burns with all of the thoughts that you can reverse. No matter how hard you try, oh, your head hurts. You're swimming around in all this chaos that never seems far away.
Thank you very much, Selin. I think that should be called Circles.
Okay, that's what I'll call it.
Okay, Circles. You heard it here first. We're going to play some adverts now and then back on to some more new music.
Hey, have you seen what's going on at the White Horse, Coxty Green Road, Brentwood? Apart from having 10 real ales on draft and a great menu, they hold quiz nights, live band and comedy nights, open mic nights and much, much more. Larger events are staged in the White Horse Marquee throughout the year. Check the events guide at phoenixfm.com for details or phone Brentwood 372 410 for details and bookings. For a great night out, it's the White Horse, of course.
The future of fitness has arrived at the Brentwood Centre.
Our gym has had a complete refurb. It now has 72 brand new stations and the revolutionary X-Cube. Facebook and Show Around today to get an exclusive membership deal available this month only. Call 01277-215151 or visit brentwood-centre.co.uk.
National Lottery Lotto tickets are £2 now, but you can still win for just £1 with the St Francis Hospice Lottery. There's a guaranteed £1,000 winner every week, along with regular big rollovers. All profits fund specialist nurses and doctors at St Francis Hospice. Rules apply, and you must be over 16 to play. Buy a ticket now at any St Francis Hospice shop or sfh.org.uk. It's one of the best bets you can make.
Yes, it is. And listening to the Jed Shepherd Show is another good bet you can make. I'm joined today by Selene Clayton. Thank you for playing lots of songs. Are you going to play some more later?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we've got some new music. This band is called Teenagers, and they've been around for a little while, but I haven't really heard much from them in recent time. This song's called Friends, and let's see what you think. Teenagers with Friends. I'm going to put Selene on the spot now. Mm-hmm. Selene, what's your favourite song?
Oh, I have too many. I love this song. I love Fluorescent Adolescent and Teddy Picker by...
What is that?
Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, okay. Is that from the new album? Was that from...
I think that's from their older one.
Oh, that's with the video with the clown, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't really watch the videos. I just listen to the music.
Yeah. So have you heard the new Arctic Monkeys album?
I've heard some of the songs.
Yeah.
I really like them.
Yeah. I mean, I do like them. I appreciate kind of what they do, but I don't know. It just seems really samey to me. All their songs are quite samey. I know they're meant to be good, and I know I should really...
No, I like it when it's like that, though, because when it's so different, like, you listen to one song and you really like it, but then the rest of that album is usually completely different. And
yeah.
It just sounds weird.
And I guess it's sometimes quite good when a band is quite consistent through their albums. Yeah. To kind of keep the same sound. Because, like, I saw Laura Marlin last week, and... And I loved her, like, early albums, but her new stuff's rubbish. And so I'm standing there, I'm just waiting for the old songs to come on. And as soon as she plays a new song, I switched off straight onto her. Blah, 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 blah. What's going on? Any emails? No. So, yeah, it's a shame, really, because she's got an amazing voice, and it's just, she's just writing the wrong songs. Yeah. She needs to write a chorus. This is my tip to you. Yeah. Start with a chorus. Write a chorus that you can see hundreds of people, thousands of people singing back at you, and then work the verse around that. Because everyone only remembers the chorus anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, I guess that's a good idea. Like, I used to... Well, I didn't write the songs, but I wrote, like, really jokey parodies before when I was a kid, and I had this, like, Winnie the Pooh wardrobe, and I drew loads of circles on them in Sharpies to pretend that it was, like, a crowd.
That's amazing. That is amazing. You drew people on your wardrobe?
Yeah. Oh, and then I was, like, sing to the wardrobe.
That's amazing. I wonder if Adele used to do that. Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good idea. If you're out there and you please take that tip, singer-songwriters, potential singer-songwriters out there, draw people onto your walls and to your things. When I get home, I might like try out some jokes and stuff to some like people that are drawing my wall.
It actually works.
Do you know what? I might draw a girlfriend on my pillow. That's the So I'm gonna play some new music now. This song is by a guy called Dan Griffin, and I've played this every single week on my show because I love it ever since I found it a few weeks ago, and this is called The Hum.
Come on now, baby, it's a railroad down.
Dan Griffin with The Hum there. And Jane was saying that she felt a bit shortchanged because I didn't tell the story before that song. But basically, if you want, because Jane wants to know. So, and Selin hasn't heard that story. So, like, Selin, you know when, like, you hear a hum and you don't know if it's outside somewhere in the distance or if it's in your brain and you've just gone a bit mental?
Yeah.
You can kind of hear hum and you're thinking, is that me? And you kind of put your hands over your ears and you can just still hear it in your head.
Yeah.
And then you realise, oh, it's because I'm crazy. That's why. Or something's wrong with my brain. That's kind of what that song's about. I think he's from Seattle, and there's a general myth out there that there's some weird machinery somewhere just having a constant hum throughout the city, and the people who live in there just don't realise it's there because they're so used to it. But when people come from outside, they kind of hear the hum. That song's about that. I think it's a metaphor for something. I don't know. A metaphor for love, maybe. So we've got Selin here, and she... do you want to do another song? I want to spring it on you. Do you have one lined up, or do you want to wait another song?
Yeah, okay.
We'll do one now? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't really remember the bridge of the next one, but I'll
okay.
take something
Oh, well, we'll play a song first.
Yeah.
And we'll play a song first, and then you can do your song. So up next is a song by We Are Scientists, who I absolutely love. And they've been around for ages as well. I know this is a new music show, but this is a new song from them. And I think it's their attempt to try and salvage back something that they've had about 5-6 years ago when they were going to be the New Strokes. This is their next attempt at it. It's called Something About You. So We Are Scientists with Something About You. My voice sounds really nice right now. I have to... everyone, keep the temperature as it is in the room right now. No one move. My voice sounds really nice. So that was We Are Scientists with Something About You. I've still got Sel in here. Everyone's laughing at me. I've still got Sel in here. Do you want to do your song now?
Yeah, okay.
Has this one got a name, or can I name it?
Yeah, it's called Paper Planes.
Paper Planes. Is it like a cover of the MIA song?
No.
I haven't heard that. You haven't?
No.
It's got gunshots in it.
Oh.
But yeah. But your one's different. Okay.
Yeah, mine doesn't have gunshots in it.
And what kind of inspires you to write stuff? Do you base it on stuff that's happened to you, or do you see it in a film, or do you kind of observe people?
I hardly ever write about myself. I just I kind of just see what happens to other people and see their experiences and what happens to my friends, and then I kind of make up stories at the same time in my head. Or if I see something on the news that's really sad.
It makes you think you don't write about yourself, but subconsciously I bet you it tells a story of you just don't realise. And one day in 5 years time you look back at your old song and think, that's exactly what I was going through.
That probably would actually happen.
Exactly.
I just can't see it now.
And that song Bumblebee Juice, that's really about your life.
Probably is.
Okay, so this one is called Paper Planes.
Yeah.
And this is Selin Clayton on Phoenix 98 FM.
You've got me up in the clouds, too far from home for comfort. You've got me up in the clouds, in open space with no cover. So we'll take a ride on your paper plane, so delicate yet strong enough not to break by mistake. And we'll glide along the stratosphere with so much ease, you make it seem so effortless without fear. So we'll get on the paper plane and see where we fly. You've got me dangerously higher, so vulnerable with no idea. And it means I could break at any point, but I'm trusting you with my life. So we'll take a ride in your paper plane, so delicate yet strong enough not to break by mistake. And we'll glide along the stratosphere with so much ease, you make it seem so effortless without fear. So we'll get on the paper plane, see where we fly. And we're up in the sky, it all feels so flawless, and we don't want things to go away so soon. But paper creases, the damage can't be repaired. But while we're up in the air, we'll take a ride on your paper plane, so delicate yet strong enough not to break by mistake. And we'll glide along the stratosphere with so much ease, you make it seem so effortless without fear. So we'll get on your paper plane, see where we fly. So we'll get on the paper plane and see where we fly.
Selin Clayton there with Paper Planes. That was lovely.
Thank you. It was back when I didn't know any picking patterns, so I just did the usual.
No, it's really good. Yeah, again, that's a really mature song.
Thank you.
Nice use of metaphors there for Paper Planes. So we've got 20 minutes left. Do you want to do one more song later on?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I think you've done 19 songs now. You you don't have to. I can, maybe I'll do one later. Who knows?
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to do that Busted song. I'm going to do Busted, what I go to school for.
I think, yeah.
And you can sing it.
I think we should.
Yeah, we'll sing it together, yeah. Right? Okay. So I'm going to play a song now by Atlas Genius. This song's called Trojans. And again, what's with the metaphors?
Social and electronic news everywhere. It's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Yes, and this show is nearly done. 15 minutes left, so I'm going to fit in all of the good stuff. I'm going to play a song, and you know, as I was selling, Hetty, who was on my show a couple of weeks ago, she has this song called Just the Way. My friend Kenny helped her out a little bit and has made it into the biggest pop song of all time. Well, it's pretty darn good, I think it is anyway. It's called Just the Way by Hetty Steinmore, and it's lovely. See what you think. Have you heard this version?
Yeah. Okay. I think so, yeah, on SoundCloud.
Oh, you might not have heard this version. This is a new one. Unless she's done it, put it up recently. Yeah, this is a super version. Okay, see what you think. Steinmore there with Just the Way. That is lovely. You're listening to the Judge Heber Show here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm still here with Selin. And what did you think of that version of Hetty's song?
I really liked it. It's so catchy.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so good.
You can just see everyone jumping around dancing to that.
Yeah, like me.
yeah, Selin was dancing around to that as well. And you can get the lyrics straight away. They're really kind of, the chorus is really like kind of simple to learn. So
yeah.
I think that's the basis of every good song. So, do you want to do one last song?
Okay, if I remember. It's not mine though, it's a cover one.
Okay, that's fine. And this is the 30-second song that Selin's played on my show today.
It's gone up every single time.
Yeah, I know. It goes up in tens. So what's this one called?
Lilo by Lauren Aquilina.
Ah, okay, cool.
I remember it.
Lauren Aquilina?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm saying her name right.
Yeah, no, it sounds right.
I feel like I'm doing it wrong. Oh god, I don't remember it.
Do you want to come back to it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So she'll be doing that song in just a while. In the meantime, Jane and Matt were talking about what I thought about what's her name? Miley Cyrus, that's right. And what I think about her, I don't think she's very good, but when Haim is doing a cover of Wrecking Ball, then I'm interested. So here's Haim doing Wrecking Ball. I don't think I've ever heard this, but let's see. Haim doing Wrecking Ball, cover of the lovely Miley Cyrus, of course. I don't know what's going on now. There's some music playing, there you go. My name's Jed Shepherd, and this is the Jed Shepherd Show, and you've been listening for almost 2 hours now, so thank you very much for that. And next week, I don't think I have a band on, maybe I will have a band on, who knows, but in a couple of weeks' time, I've got Kibo on, and they're a five-piece girl band who play music. Do I only have girls on my show? Is that what it's come to?
You've got a theme.
That's not my theme. I don't want it to be my theme. It's just a coincidence.
You've got, with five piece, your head's screwed on right, really.
Yeah. Five girls, so one of them should be into me. So we've had a lot of good new music today, and the best thing about today is Tottenham are losing. They've lost 3-0, and Arsenal drew 1-1, which means Liverpool are still tied at the top of the Premiership with Arsenal, which is brilliant. So we've got 5 minutes left. So thank you very much, Selin, for coming on my show and doing a million songs.
Thank you.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Give my love to everyone at the Brighton Musical Wizardry School for Hogwarts. Yeah, but to be honest, I'm probably going to have most of them on my show in the next few weeks.
I'll just invite them all on for you.
Is there something up on the notice board there, like, yeah, go on to Jed's show?
You should have a BIM segment.
Totally. Do you know what, like, if you see anyone good that's in college, let them pass them my way.
Yeah.
But only the good ones. And Selin will come back sometime, yeah, in the future, and so will Hetty. So that's almost the end of my show. What I'm going to do now is play you a song that I always play. Do you remember, you're 16, so you don't know this, but do you know the cartoon called The Raccoons?
No, I don't.
Okay, you should check it out on YouTube. Basically, it's about a family of raccoons living in the woods in the 80s, and their kind of woods are being knocked down by an evil anteater, a pink anteater, and he's really corporate, and all these things about money and the money that the destruction of the woods is going to generate for his business. He's really rich and lives in the castle at the top of a hill. But his son, his son's really kind of 50-50, because he loves his dad, but also he's really into the forest, and his friends with the raccoons. So it's a constant battle between the anteaters and the raccoons. Yeah, it is. But also they've got a friend who's like a 6-foot sheepdog, which is really bizarre as well. And that brings me on to the theme song at the end. So it's like, it's just a normal Saturday kids show, but full of multi layers of environmentalism, mentalism and surrealism. But at the end, when everything's finished, you just think, ah, that's a relief, because that's kind of put me through the mill. But this song is at the end, and it's always kind of like if you're like a 10-year-old watching the Saturday morning kids show, and then this song comes on, it kind of fills you full of inspiration to kind of want to not to kind of stop the forest being knocked down, but also to take on the world and beat it. So here is the end song from the Raccoons. My name's Jed Shepherd. Thank you very much, Selin, for coming in.
Thank you.
And this is Run With Us.